Well, this is not one of those investigations where every 10 minutes brings some other revelation. I think this is going to be a long, slow go now to try to find out the answer to the key question, which is, why did he do it? There's nothing that his friends or roommates say that they thought he was an adherent to this extremist anti-government view that's expressed in this handwritten letter that he had, which is a sort of general rant of the usual stuff about the Federal Reserve and the federal government and the currencies and one world order and all of that. And for some reason, a specific attack on the TSA, which he said was violating his constitutional rights. He says in the letter that if the TSA is going to treat all Americans as potential terrorists, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. But what drove him to that? That's a question they're trying to answer. It does appear that he himself will not be able to shed much light on that. He was severely injured in the shooting. He was shot in the face. There, according to some investigators I've talked to, could well be some brain damage here. So there's a question about, he's certainly not talking now, and I guess there's a question about whether he ever will.